Chapter 7. Looks like the big customer rush is over out there. Cassie appeared in the kitchen doorway, startling Lexi into almost dropping the butter, sugar, flour, eggs, and large bowl she was trying to balance in her arms. Oh, good. We need to get more cupcake tops made. If you can believe it, with all these extra pastries. She settled the ingredients on the large prep island in the middle of the kitchen. Did you hear what Christian said about the murder gossip? Cassie nodded, peeking into the oven to check on the batch of cupcakes Lexi had put in earlier. Of course, that's just idle chit-chat, but some of that gossip can have hidden clues. Lexi worked the butter and sugar together in a large stainless steel bowl. Definitely, Cassie said. Grabbing a pair of oven mitts, she slid the steaming tray of cupcakes out of the oven. We have a lot of things to look into, Lexi said, cracking an egg into the bowl with the butter and sugar mixture, then adding the milk and vanilla. She set the bowl under one of her new mixers, turned the machine on low, then watched as the beaters did the job of blending the ingredients. Let's make a list. Cassie wiped her hands down on her 1950s cherry pattern apron, then pulled a pen and paper out of a drawer. Well, first, we need to find out if Chastine had any enemies. Lexi left the mixer, moving over to a rack of cooled cupcakes. Picking up a long icing spatula, she slid it across the top of the pan, expertly slicing off the cupcake tops. Then there's the little matter of finding the murder weapon, or even what exactly it was. Candace's last name, Cassie said, scrawling the note on the paper without looking up. Lexi set the cupcake tops on a rack. Moving over to the mixer, she turned it off, hefted the bowl, poured the batter into the little cups of a fresh cupcake pan, and slid it into the oven. Oh, and Nans and the girls want to know when the wake is. It sounded like they all wanted to go. Lexi rolled her eyes, eliciting a laugh from Cassie. Those old ladies sure are something, Cassie said. Okay, is that it? I have the list down here on paper. How do you propose we find all this stuff out? Lexi bit her lower lip while she assembled the ingredients for buttercream frosting. Whipping cream, butter, confectioner's sugar, and vanilla extract. We might be able to find out about the murder weapon from the police, she said, sneaking a look at Cassie. Well, you have an in with them, don't you? Cassie raised the first two fingers on each hand in the air, wiggling them to punctuate the word in. I'm not so sure, Lexi said softly, focusing on mixing the frosting to the right consistency. Lexi saw Cassie's eyebrows go up, making her eyebrow ring stick straight out. She ignored the look and focused her mind on trying to figure out how they could get their answers. The last thing she needed right now was to get distracted by thinking about Jack. I think we might need to take another trip over to the Tollivers to ask some questions. She put the frosting bowl down and armed herself with a spatula. How would we do that? I mean, it's not like we run in the same social circles. Cassie moved over next to Lexi. The girls worked side by side, scooping big dollops of frosting, then spreading them in generous heaps on the cupcake tops. Since business was slow in the afternoon, they often worked together in the kitchen like this, taking turns manning the front room. Lexi looked around the kitchen for a tray to put her newly frosted cupcake tops on. She didn't see any available. Where are all the trays? That's it. Cassie clapped her hands. You brought some trays over to the Tollivers already, and they are still there. You can use that as an excuse to go over. Brilliant. But what do you mean I can use that as an excuse? I'm not going over there by myself. I think you're going to need to come with me on this one. Lexi glanced up over the top of the cupcake she was frosting, biting her cheek to keep from laughing at the horrified look on Cassie's face, her eyes wide and her mouth sputtering open and closed like a fish. Cassie had a problem with authority and abhorred people with money. Lexi knew she wouldn't want to go to the Tollivers, but she really needed someone else there to help her sort out what they told her. The bell over the front door announced the arrival of a customer before Cassie could come up with an excuse. "Your turn," Lexi said, pointing to the doorway, which led to the front of the bakery. Cassie spun around, heading for the front, fixing Lexi with an over-the-shoulder glare on her way out. Lexi focused on frosting the cupcake tops. The sugary vanilla scent of the rich, creamy frosting was so inviting, she decided she needed a little snack. She brought the top she was frosting up to her lips. Biting in, she savored the burst of creamy sweetness. She rolled the bite around in her mouth. Just enough chocolate cake to add some balance and an even amount of frosting for a silky texture. It was like heaven. She said a silent prayer of thanks that she could eat as many desserts as she wanted without gaining an ounce, then took another bite and another. Voices drifted in from the front of the bakery. She recognized Cassie and a male voice which sounded familiar. Lexi gulped down the rest of the cupcake top. Wiping the evidence from her lips, she poked her head out into the front to see who it was. To her surprise, she saw Cassie leaning casually on the counter, a blush on her cheeks, her face tilted coquettishly upwards at Jack's partner, Detective John Darling. Was he here on police business? Lexi ventured out front. "Hi, John," she greeted the tall detective. He stood opposite Cassie, leaning in against the case. His medium brown, long curly hair pulled back in a neat ponytail, his black leather jacket a smart contrast to his faded jeans. Lexi had to admit, he was looking good. No wonder Cassie was practically batting her eyelashes at him.
"Hi, Lexi. I hope you're okay after this morning's excitement."
Lexi was touched at the genuine concern she saw in his hazel eyes. "Oh, I'm fine, thanks."
"Good. I just came to corroborate your timeline with Cassie."
He flipped open a small spiral notebook.
"You told Jack that you arrived at the Tollivers around 8:25?
Lexi thought back to the morning and nodded, wondering why Jack wasn't there to ask about it himself. Was he avoiding her?
"You came straight from the bakery?"
"Yep, I loaded up with pastries and went right over." John looked at Cassie.
"Do you remember what time she left the bakery this morning?"
Cassie wrinkled her brow. "I had gotten stuck in traffic, so I didn't make it here until about 8:05. Lexi left right after."
John nodded, looking down to consult his notebook. He flipped the book shut and put it in his pocket. Pushing himself away from the case, he backed up a few steps to leave.
"One other thing. Do you guys have a 7-inch serrated knife?"
Cassie and Lexi glanced at each other. "Was that the murder weapon?" John nodded. Lexi composed her face into a mask of innocence. "We have lots of knives here at the bakery. Some 7-inch ones, but I'd have to look around the kitchen to find them."
"Okay. Well, if you find one is missing, let me know."
John backed away from the case, nodding at the two girls before turning to saunter out the door. Lexi snuck a peek over at Cassie to see her expression, but the other girl was too busy ogling John's backside. Lexi felt a nervous flutter start in her stomach. She did have a 7-inch serrated knife, and she knew exactly where it was. It was the knife she used to cut breads and pastries when she was catering a party like the Tollivers. Right now, it was, or had been, sitting on the catering table where she had put it when she was setting up in their kitchen 2 days earlier.